In Wyoming today, it's the third stage of a week-long dog sled race. Canines will traverse 225 miles of rugged mountains, and some of that trek will be in terrible weather conditions. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan tells us this year's race has attracted a team from thousands of miles away.
Lily, enchanté. Enchanté.
Nice to meet you.
Remy Coast is behind his dog sled in a tan snowsuit on a trail in Wyoming's Wind River Range. His partner, Aurélie Dulotte, stands by in a red flannel peppered with blonde dog hairs, likely from the team of 10 lean, hound-looking dogs.
He's going out for 20 or 30 kilometers?
20, 30.
20, 30 kilometers.
Okay!
Coast and Dulotte are from France and now live in Sweden. Coast has won one of Europe's top sled dog races 7 times. And now, he's trying to conquer North America.
If we wanted to keep in winning, we would have stayed in Europe.
Coast doesn't speak a lot of English, but Dulotte explains their commitment to winning on this continent meant flying 31 dogs over from Europe this fall. And they shipped over a giant blue combination dog kennel and RV, which they live in. It's the size of a city bus.
They have their little toys that they love.
Inside, each dog is treated like an athlete, but also a family member.
Every litter, we choose a name. We have a theme, like Lord of the Rings, Star Wars. And so this is Frodo.
Frodo is black and white. He shyly climbs out of his kennel onto the table for a massage.
Ça va, mon Frodo?
The pedigree stage stop race Dulotte and Coast have been training for is challenging, race director Dan Carter explains, because of its length, fickle weather, and trail elevations that can exceed 8,000 feet above sea level.
Could be, 40, 45 below zero with a wind chill, and the wind can pick up the ground snow and create a whiteout.
Carter says it was started back in the 90s by a former Iditarod racer, and having overseas competitors is all but unheard of.
I mean, the effort that it takes to get, your dogs and all your gear across the Atlantic Ocean and get settled and all the logistics.
The French team is adjusting after a couple of weeks training here. It's their first time racing in North America, and their first time seeing cowboys.
We went into the small restaurant and one guy came and he had the cowboy hat and he was like, oh, I had to catch my horses. They ran away and da-da. And we were like, oh, this is so cool.
Coast and the dogs return after about an hour and a half.
Oh, they're here.
The dogs are panting and ready for water. Coast talks to Dulotte about the outing. He'll get the next team ready for their training run, only pausing for a cup of coffee and maybe a cookie.
We found the best cookies ever in the little supermarket, like the pumpkin and chocolate chip. Best cookies ever.
Coast hopes to win this race, along with a couple in Alaska, which will help the team afford to stay till next year to compete once more. All while living in their big blue bus. For NPR News, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale, Wyoming.
And this afternoon on All Things Considered, how the lack of heavy snow in recent winter storms in the West spells trouble for farmers and local economies. Hear that story on your radio or your phone.